Hey there. Welcome back to Dogs Are Smarter Than People, the podcast that makes your day a little brighter. Carrie is a New York Times and internationally best-selling children's book author.
And Sean used to be a cop, but now he is not. We live in Maine, and it's awesome.
It is.
So this is our bonus podcast with both Sean and Carrie.
Bah!
Sean sounds like a Muppet. Right now. Oh, that's so funny. Okay, so in this little short and quick podcast, I'm going to be interviewing Sean, and he doesn't know the questions ahead of time. His eyes are closed. He looks meditative. Yep. Ready?
No.
All right, Sean, ready?
I'm ready.
What's it like living with a writer? We've talked about this before, but quick answer.
Quick answer? Be careful what you say.
Because
you break everything down. And usually your result is not what I meant at all.
Okay, question number two of our quick round of questions. What did books mean to you when you were a kid?
I loved books when I was a kid. I read all the time. I'd sneak read in school all the way up through high school. And for me, they were just like an escape, something different from where I was. Whether it be just reading about some adventure I'd rather be on or a person I'd rather be.
And when, this is super interesting to me because when teachers and librarians worry about boy books and boys reading, there's a stereotype of what a boy reader is. You know, it's usually he's a little thin, he's a little nerdy, he's like a little academic. And Sean's super smart, but he is not that stereotype, not as a grown up and not as a little boy. It's hard for you guys to understand that because this is all vocal.
I did wear glasses as a child, though.
But Sean's this huge 6'6", ridiculously strong superhero of a guy. And when you think about a stereotypical man reading, you imagine like someone who talks like this with lockjaw. And it's not like considered this masculine activity. And yet here's Sean, who's pretty much like the ultimate in masculine in a good way. Who grew up reading, and reading like really informed who you became.
Yes, I'd say.
And when you stopped reading as much, why do you think that was? Like, when did that happen?
I think I was just too busy to have the time, really.
Like when you're an adult?
Oh, I used to read a lot as an adult.
When you married a writer, is that when you stopped?
Well, I read all your books, and I just don't have time right now. I really don't.
It's really sad. It's like marrying a writer made you stop reading.
It could be, actually.
Painful.
I was just thinking that it's hard for me to really get into a book now, like fiction-wise, because now I just kind of tear everything down. And,
Wait, are you breaking it apart and analyzing it like I do when you say things
well, not
to me?
Nearly as deeply as you do. But more, or enough to take some of the enjoyment out of it, yes. Yeah.
This is a depressing bonus podcast?
Well, it's not depressing.
Well, make it uplifting. Pressure's on you.
Well, I guess rather than reading so much, I do spend some time dabbling in the art of authorism myself.
I'm only laughing because you said dabbling in the art of authorism.
And I have my own in-house tutor. you know, the best teacher ever.
Oh, yeah. That's nice. Getting marriage bonus points there.
Yeah. All right, so what else?
Well, I think that really the point was that, not that you stopped reading because you married me, the evil author, but it is also not that you've stopped reading because now you read too critically. I think that the point is that you are this perfect example of how when we're writing books, we don't really know exactly who our reader is going to be. And that stereotypes are just ridiculous. And even like the ones that you think are the easiest and the most obvious, they're still wrong.
There's no stereotyping for readers. You just got to put out the best product you can and hope that enough people like it to either get your money or your awards.
No, it's about...
You can cut that out if you want. It's about the love of the craft.
Yeah, it's about...
That's what I wake up every morning for. To pen like Hemingway and drink alcohol. I'm just kidding.
You're breaking my heart.
She looks really angry now.
You're breaking my heart. My heart is so broken.
Look, that's not why I write books. I want to tell you that Carrie works her...
Bumble.
Now it's
explicit.
No, it's not.
Yeah, the answer.
You can say that on the radio.
No.
People say it all the time. Anyways, she really does. She works so hard. And I think that's one of the secrets to being a successful author.
Grit. And putting up with your husband.
No, just grit. Don't quit. Keep making changes.
And don't have money be your motivation. Because then you'll be miserable. And don't have awards be your motivation. Because then you'll be miserable too. The real motivation is really trying to create stories for kids that'll resonate and help them. Stories that they can identify with. Stories that'll make them stronger through understanding other people or themselves.
If you're a young adult or a child book author, you only need to have one singular goal, and that would be to strive to affect the life in a positive manner of only one child, you would be successful.
Boom! So go do it.
Literally.
Bye.